looking forward to this call because we've had reports, and they've been verified this morning, of a sighting of Elvis and his chick. And it was Warren Clinton, who's got Coranda Riverboats up there just adjacent to the railway station. He looked across the other side and he said, I think it's him. And he's raced across, you heard him say that earlier this morning, raced across the lake to the other side and verified the sighting. It was definitely Elvis and the chick. He even knew Elvis so well because he'd seen him on the hoppy leg or whatever, so he was able to identify him. It was a definite sighting as far as Warren was concerned. So I put a call through to a lady who'll be extremely happy about this, Jax Burgesson, Secretary Coranda Conservation Community Nursery. Hello, Jax.
Hello there, John.
What's your response to what you've heard today or you might have heard a couple of days ago?
Wacko. I think it's so good because it's taught us a lot. A lot of the stuff we just didn't know. Did he go away to die? Did he go away to recuperate?
Yeah.
And why did he send the chicks away? Why didn't he take the chicks with him? Yeah. All of these things we now know that we didn't know before. So I think it's been a great learning curve.
Isn't that bizarre that he could have actually sent the chicks away while he focused on recovery?
Yes, it is amazing. Mm. But he does seem to have done that because, you know, they do that when mating comes around and they've got more important things to do than look after the chicks, by which time the chicks are a good age anyway. They're juveniles by then, and he's taught them everything that they need to know. Mm. And so it can be quite a violent separation.
Oh, okay.
Because the female is there as well, and they send them off and they peck at them, and it can be quite violent, and the chicks go off sort of screaming. Not always, but that can be the case. You know, leave home. Now, I want you to leave home now.
Well, that's amazing. Now, I don't know if you've seen the video or whatever, but I'm looking at a photo on page 3 of the Cairns Post today, and clearly it's they're getting along fine now. This is Elvis and the son. Is it a son or a daughter?
Not sure yet.
Oh.
It's very hard to tell until they start to either get a flouncy tail, which is the male.
Yeah.
He has lots of feathers on his tail because he's got to sit on the eggs, whereas the female, all she wants to do is, to put it crudely, root around.
Yeah.
And so she leaves eggs with various different partners, and she wears a mini skirt to show her long legs.
Okay. Now, don't go away. The fact of the matter is we can celebrate today, but this challenge remains, and that is to preserve the lives of this cassowary and cassowaries generally into the future, and that's going to be a hell of a challenge.
It is. And the biggest challenge of all is roads and fast roads like the one that we have. We get no help from the Department of Transport. They say we build roads for people, and wildlife does not count. I think things are changing. I think they're being forced to change. The biggest challenge for us today is the fact that QPWS, Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service, they have the authority to do whatever they feel is necessary for the birds.
Sure.
Now, they've already taken one of the juveniles. They trapped one of the juveniles. They were trying to trap two of them, but one escaped. Mm. And that's the one that you see with Elvis now. So now we have, the situation has gone back to normal. We have Elvis with one chick. The other chick's been taken up to Lake Bereen, Lake Eacham, and he or she will be slowly released into a good habitat.
Yeah.
Now, the natural thing is for Elvis and his chick to be there for another little while until they mate again, and that'll be with Priscilla, Elvis and Priscilla.
Yeah.
They do it all the time.
Oh, do they?
And all the chicks that they have, those two have had. So this other juvenile who's there now with Elvis will be sent away shortly if Elvis is well enough to actually mate.
Yeah.
Priscilla is around. Now, is he going to mate this year? If he doesn't, then the juvenile will stay with him for a lot longer until, as as teenagers do when they get a bit older, they say, well, I think I'll make my own way now. Mm. And that's quite a gentle sort of separation. But we're just worried that right now QPWS might take it into its head to try and trap the existing chick that is now juvenile, that is now back with Elvis.
Yes.
And we would like them to talk to us, please.
Yes.
We have a vested interest in these birds. Please don't just lord it over us in a non-consultative way and do what you think's best without even talking to us.
Very powerfully delivered. Good on you, Jax. And thanks for giving us a bit of a giggle too. There were some amusing sides to our conversation just there.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy my jokes.
Jax Burgesson. Wacko was her first response, the one-word response, and it is terrific news too that he's been relocated. Now, how's the time? It's